Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 534, Protecting Your Money Mustache from Spendy Friends, part 2, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I'm Dan, the guy who reads to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance and, actually, business, too. You can hear me narrate articles all about management, entrepreneurship, freelancing, productivity, creativity, marketing, social media, and a lot more over on the podcast Optimal Business Daily. But for this show, today's a continuation from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, it would be best to hear yesterday's episode first. And with that, let's get right to part two of the post and continue optimizing your life. Protecting Your Money Mustache from Spendy Friends, Part 2, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. 2. Take the lead in planning. Why do non-rich people plan their social events at expensive restaurants anyway? Is it because those restaurants are the only way to have fun? Is it because they hate the idea of becoming wealthy? Is it because they're all idiots? No, on all counts. It's simply a habit everyone has gotten themselves into. One person suggests, restaurant. The rest of them agree because it's easier to agree than disagree, and the plan is made. You can override the expensive planning habit by designing more of the events yourself. Dinner or drinks at a rotating series of your own places, a group bike ride, walk, skateboard, or rollerblade event, invent a novel destination, or a meetup in a public park for pickup soccer, or a fitness workout on the kids' play structure. I highly recommend orchestrating an old-school long jump competition if there's a sand pit. For inclement weather, get, or make yourself, a copy of Settlers of Catan. Find a way to throw a group walk into any gathering you design, even if it's just a trip to the beer store or a lap around a few blocks of your neighborhood. Similarly, minimize the unnecessary use of cars. Don't organize a hike 60 miles from home and then say, everyone can just meet out there at the trailhead. Besides making you and all of your friends richer, you'll be shifting your group activities from consumption of needless empty calories and booze to production of muscles, fitness, and overall mental well-being. They'll also have more fun. If you've never tried it before, you'll be pleasantly surprised at how willing people are to follow your lead. Most people just go along with whatever is planned for them. On the Ottawa night mentioned above, the missus and I managed to get the friends to replace some of their bar hopping with a walking tour of the university campus, which stirred up many old memories. Later, I orchestrated a 2-mile round-trip walk to the music venue, overriding the group's original plan to drive there, which helped to burn off some of the beer and add memories to the evening. Long ago, I took this concept to the extreme by stumbling into the role of social planner for a large company's new grad and student workforce. With no special skills or social status, I was able to control the leisure activities of hundreds of people simply because I was the one typing stuff into the computer. Nowadays, I've taken it even further and acquired a more powerful computer. And in case you haven't noticed, I'm using it to control you. Therefore, you have the power to take control too. 3. Get the separate tabs without shame. In Ottawa, we attended the restaurant but chose only reasonably sized meals. Later that night, we joined everyone in a visit to the gelato place, but shared a single small ice cream instead of each ordering a separate large one. Instead of a $4 espresso drink, we each had a standard coffee at $1.75. Same amount of fun, lower amount of sugar, and lower bill. But ordering less costly stuff for yourself only works if you are the one paying your own bill. So you may have to be bold and start a tradition that, yes, everyone should pay for their own stuff when they go out. Hey guys, I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to get my own separate bill for this. These days I'm eating and drinking less and saving more, and this is part of it. If it's a one-off occasion and or your friends eat the same way you do, you can skip this step, as mentioned in the big picture point above. But otherwise, shared bills are just injustice, plain and simple. Do we wuss out and put up with injustice, or do we stand up for ourselves? Exactly. 4. Blame Mr. Money Mustache. If you like, you can invoke Mr. Money Mustache as part of your justification. I'll gladly take any flack your friends would like to dish out. If you have intelligent enough friends, they might even see the light on the spot and convert to mustachianism. Okay, I'm being silly here, but you'd be surprised at how many people I meet these days who had never thought of financial independence in their lives and yet have now adopted the idea wholeheartedly. It really is a neat and useful concept to understand, and yet almost nobody in the general public has even heard of it, yet. 5. Embrace the DBP, Drink Booster Program. As a younger man, I was known for occasionally sporting a flask or other hidden container of party supplies, whether the venue be a bar, a restaurant, or a public park. This takes the young adult's dilemma of, I want to get tipsy with my friends tonight but can't afford the $7 drinks, and turns it on its head. You can whip out your flask containing the tasty beverage of your choice and offer drink boosts not only to yourself but to all of your friends. They can do the same. This will drastically cut the need to buy overpriced drinks, while adding an element of strategy and intrigue to the evening. Similarly, you can turn any public park, beach, or campsite into a great meeting venue by bringing your own food and drink. Some public places attempt to post ridiculous no-alcohol rules, and although I don't want to get anyone into trouble, I do heartily endorse giving a serious middle finger to conservative societal regulations like that one. Be an adult. Don't interfere with the enjoyment of others. Leave the place cleaner than it was when you got there, and use incognito containers as needed. But we should all be able to eat and drink whatever the heck we want while out enjoying nature. 6. Remember, it's being together that matters. One of the primary reasons for growing rich together here is to free up more of our time for the rest of our lives. This time will in turn be spent in a mixture of family, friend, and solitary activities. So when planning events, your real goal is to trick people into spending time together. Eating has become our default one because everybody knows how to eat, but there are so many other things that people can do together, many of which accomplish the goal of togetherness even better. Your job is to understand this and focus on the people part while designing out the expensive baggage that has unnecessarily attached itself to all of our social activities. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Protecting Your Money Mustache from Spendy Friends by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com.
For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And before we go, one last time, I have taken over the hosting duties for one of our newest shows in our podcast network, Optimal Business Daily, where you can hear me narrate from a bunch of popular business bloggers every day of the week. Topics include freelancing, entrepreneurship, management, marketing, productivity, and more. Again, that's Optimal Business Daily, and you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and pretty much any podcast app. And that's going to do it for me today. Thanks for being here, as always. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.